Maybe Bob Prosser's having one of those old fashions right now. We're supposed to be visiting with the guy who is all about the Osceola Supper Club. He's kind of been a friend of ours over the years. He's, of course, an advertiser, but he's a fun personality, too. Bob, I was afraid I wasn't going to get you in time, and I was going to accuse you of having some of those old fashions.
I was having an old fashioned while I was cutting fresh steaks for tonight's dinner rush. I hope I don't cut my finger off.
This is Bob Prosser.
Maybe we'll have finger food tonight. Just kidding.
Hold on a second. This won't take long. Bob Prosser is the owner of the Osceola Supper Club. Osceola.com is the website. Osceola.com. So, Bob, let's just pretend like you and I have never met and folks haven't heard your incessant advertising on this radio station. Tell us what the Osceola Supper Club is.
The Osceola Supper Club is a beautiful supper club overlooking Mirror Lake. It's a no-wake lake, so it's very calm. You see kayaks and canoes going by, Norway pines growing all over the place. It's absolutely gorgeous. The setting is incredible. The Osceola has four bars, three different decks that you can sit at while you're waiting for dinner, and you're going to wait a couple hours, but it's not, you don't even know it because you're going to have a couple of Osceola brandy old fashions that is made from Central Standard Distillery out of Milwaukee. That's our brandy. And you're going to have a nice, quiet, relaxing time sitting on the deck, having a prime spear, which is a shaved prime rib wrapped around asparagus spears with four cheeses on this prime rib. It's fantastic. It's our number one selling appetizer. And all of our items are sauteed in beef tallow, and all of our items are fried in beef tallow. We made that switch this early for the beginning of this year for the whole season. So Osceola is a gorgeous setting with the best service you're going to get anywhere. I stack up my staff compared to anybody, the bartenders, the servers, the hosts, everybody. We're thrilled to be here. We're thrilled to serve you. Thank you. We thank everybody that comes, and we just want you to have a great time. That's Osceola.
You mentioned that canoers and kayaks on that lake. There's no residential area on that lake, is there? Or do people have cabins on the lake?
Actually, 70% of the lake is owned by the state park, so the state park kind of wraps around us. And there are 67 cabins on their 30% of the lake. So there are, you know, the state years ago tried buying all the cabins, and I think they ran out of money in the 70s, so they didn't get it all. But most of the lake is state-owned. There's about 66 cabins privately owned. And then Yogi Bear and ourselves are privately owned also.
So what's the capacity at your restaurant now? It's grown over the years.
Well, the restaurant itself has not. The restaurant has been the same capacity forever, 168 chairs in the restaurant. The bars, now we had one bar, the Arrowhead Bar was the original bar in 1953. 10 years ago, I added the Teepee Bar. 8 years ago, I added the Powwow Bar. And then 3 years ago, I added the Tomahawk Bar. So those added probably another 200 seats for people to wait and have old fashions. We don't serve dinner at the bars, but we serve old fashions and appetizers so while you're waiting for dinner. Because we want to control the environment in the dining room where we can give you the best service possible when you come in, and we don't want you to feel rushed. We want you to take your time and unplug. I tell everybody, turn your phones off. I mean, why do you have phones when you come to Osceola? Who do you need to talk to? Maybe the person that you came with? There's a novel idea. How about spend some time with your wife or your special person you brought and talk to them while you're having an old-fashioned or a glass of red blend wine that's made for us at Woolersheim Winery right down the road in Sauk City. In Prairie du Sac, and it's a fantastic wine, and it's a fantastic winery to visit if you've never gone there to visit the Woolersheim Winery. Right down the road for us. Great partners. There's another local Wisconsin partner that we utilize.
Restaurant business is famously difficult, and the margins are famously thin, but I would imagine, I don't know if you have some metric in the back of your head about, I don't know, dollars or diners per square foot. The place is always packed. You talk about the long waits because people want to eat there. Do you have any way to describe for us how successful, what a phenomenon this place is?
Well, 13 years ago, I served 20,000 guests. Last year, I served 120,000. So we average about 600 meals a day, plus another 300 to 400 appetizers on our bars and decks in addition to the dinners. So you could figure there's probably 700 or 800 people that come into our place every night of the week. For 200 days that we're open, actually 199 this year, April 10th till October 27th. So we average 600 to 800 people every night. That's how many old fashions we sell, because last year we sold 118,650 old fashions, 75% of those being the Ishnala Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet. That's the most popular.
Yeah.
Then the bourbon, we have our own bourbon that's made from Wollersheim Winery, and I suggest you have that with sour. So that's, you know, that's kind of the metrics is there. I'm not going to get a dollars as far as how we do as far as volume, but 120,000 guests is a pretty strong number there in 200 days.
Bob, you said you serve 120,000 guests, 118,000 of those old fashions. I want to know who those other people are that didn't have the old fashioned. I didn't even know that was an option.
Well, it's not. We tell them when they walk in, it's mandatory to buy one. But, you know, a few people slip by. You know, you can't wow. regulate everybody. Boy. But, yeah, it's almost one-to-one. It's close to one-to-one. So,
how's the season been going for you this year?
You know, we're having a great year. It started out a little bit slow this year because of all the rain, but we're coming on strong right now. July has been just phenomenal, you know, with the heat and everything going on. So we're doing what we normally do, about the same business we've done the last couple of years. So we're very blessed, very fortunate, and very thankful that people keep coming to the best supper club in the Midwest, or maybe in the United States, since there aren't any supper clubs anywhere else but Wisconsin. But we'll say everywhere, the best supper club you're gonna ever see. And there's a lot of great ones in town, in Wisconsin.
Steve Bertrand. But we like to be- Steve Bertrand just walked into our studio.
Hey, how are you? How's the summer going?
Hey, Pete, what's going on?
No, Steve, no, Steve.
Steve Bertrand.
We used to.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? Good.
I just came in to protect you, as John's been.
I'm about to ask him.
Don't ask.
John hasn't done that thing he does every single time yet. You know that one.
Yeah, well, that's why I was in the hallway, and I'm like, I better come in here and give you a little.
Why don't
little
you get
defense.
Your phone number, Bob? And people want to make reservations, they can call you up and make a reservation.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll leave it with the front desk. 555-5555. There's my phone number for reservations. I got a sign on the wall. You've seen the sign on the wall that says, if you have reservations, you're in the wrong place.
Did you say there are people who go to your restaurant and don't have an old-fashioned?
Yeah, there's about two of them, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, when I tell people, you know, even if you don't drink old-fashioned, you have to have at least one. Come on. A lot of people do. They'll say, boy, this is my first old fashioned. I said, well, that's the best time to have it, is when you come to the place that has the absolute best old fashioned. Why would you try your first one anywhere else? That's crazy talk.
They now have spaghetti, ravioli, and mascacholi, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they've added some menu items. He's going to go Italian now. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, would you knock it off with that?
Pizza? Can you get a pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Order stop, a pizza. Stop it.
You know, when we go to Wisconsin.
Steak, seafood, prime rib. That's it, mister.
We're always looking for a good cheese curd.
Well, we do have cheese curd. You know, you are.
That well, there you go.
That is our number two appetizer. Our second.
Is it really?
Prime spear. It used to be number one, but our prime spears are so delicioso that people just can't not get them.
You sell the steaks the most, Bob?
Number one seller is our 7-ounce filet. Then it comes the 16-ounce ribeye, then the 10-ounce prime rib, then our salmon and our duck round up the top five, our ribs. But about 80% of the people get steak because we're a supper club.
Yeah, you know,
80%
right.
They're going to get a combo like the filet and prawns or the filet and shrimp or the prime and lobster tail or the dinner for two, which is a 24-ounce ribeye, two lobster tails. What an incredible presentation, and it's phenomenal. And our ribeye is just unbelievable. The flavor, the tenderness, so good. Just had one the other night. My gosh, it was so outstanding. Think I'll have one tonight.
Bob Prosser is the owner of the Ishnala Supper Club, if you can't tell. Ishnala.com is the website. It's in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. And I hear every week from people who have been there, and they just want to tell me what a nice time they've had. So thank you for taking care of our listeners, Bob.
Well, and thank you for promoting Ishnala. WGN has been a phenomenal partner for us. I hear from people all the time. They hear you on the radio talk about it. They hear our ads. So it's just been fantastic. So thank you.
All right, here's some text messages. King John, I'm so excited. My two friends and I are going up to Ishnala for dinner on Sunday, August 10th. John, my gal friends and I went to Ishnala Tuesday for dinner. We're four ladies that have problems walking. A very nice man named Carl drove us to the restaurant in his golf cart. So from the start to getting back in our car, it was absolutely wonderful. Love, love, love the brandy old fashions. The food was beyond expectations. Can't wait to go back, says Joyce. How about that, Bobby?
Hey, so Carl, you know, by the way, it's not just a random guy. Carl actually works for me, and that's his job, is to help people get to the front door from the parking lot if they have difficulty walking. So that's awesome. That's and he's just a great representation of us. I mean, when he greets you, he talks to you, he learns about you. He'll give you his phone number if he's given you a ride inside to call you, and he'll come pick you up at the front door. The guy's amazing. He's the first line of defense, I guess, for us at Ishnala, and he does such a fantastic job for us. Sets the tone.
Ishnala.com. Bob, we'll talk again if not sometime before October 27th next year. Keep up the good work there.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
That's our best of the Midwest. We like to tell you about some of the places in the area.